Owl was a messaging app by Google. Its layout is what you would expect from any messaging app. Across the top we have
Show Drawer Button, Follow, Search, Start New Conversation.
Below that is a list of your current conversations. I have quite a number of conversations.
Message to a 11YTT's, I tried turning off cell data to find out if I could use Olo, time, 34 minutes ago, in list, 5 items. Message from Kevin Chow, no, it's gone, time, Saturday. Message from Reba Webb, yay, it was, time, August 25th. Message from Subodcase, see you then, time, August 15th.
Starting a new conversation should be familiar from other apps. I'm going to tap the Start New Conversation button in the top right corner.
Start New Conversation out of list. Start New Conversation.
Now I have some options. At the top is an edit box where I can enter a name or number.
Edit box, enter a name or number.
And below that I have
Create Group Conversation.
Create Group Conversation.
Create an incognito conversation.
Create an incognito conversation. You know, if I want something nice and secret.
Google Assistant at Google.
Google Assistant. This is one of the cool new features in Allo, which I'll talk about in a moment. And below that are my contacts, starting with the people who have Allo. I'm going to send a message to Beth Taurasi.
Beth Taurasi. Creating chat. Follow.
So now Beth's name is at the top of the screen, and at the bottom I have an edit box.
Edit box, say something.
To the left is
Add an attachment button.
Add an attachment. If I tap this button, I can add a photo, a video, a sticker, or my location. To the right of the edit box are two interesting items. One is the push to talk button.
Touch and hold to record audio.
And below and to the left of that is
emoji keyboard button.
The emoji keyboard button. For now, let's type a quick note to Beth. I'm going to double tap the edit box.
Edit box. Say something. Showing English, US, keyboard.
To bring up the keyboard.
Tutorial.
Now that I've finished my message, I'm going to send it. To the right of the message edit box is
Send message button.
I'm sending it now.
Sending message, showing English, US, keyboard.
Notice the little beep that tells me the message has been sent. The keyboard is still on the screen, so this time I'm going to use voice input just to change things up.
Input. Keyboard.
Hi Beth, comma. You're helping me, period. Surprise, exclamation mark. I'm going to touch the edit box to find out if my message was dictated properly.
Edit box, editing. Hi Beth, you're helping me. Surprise, out of list.
Again, I'm going to touch the send message button to the right of the edit field.
Send message button. Sending message. Showing items 1 to 3 of 3.
And just because I can, I'm going to send my next message to Beth using my Braille display.
Switch input method button. Change keyboard. Lock screen. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4. Checked radio button. English, US, Google keyboard. not checked, radio button, Braille hardware keyboard. Braille back keyboard active, Beth Tarasi, keyboard hidden. Space. Have power space. Good space, you, space, like, space. Hello, all, oh, question mark.
So how do you like Allo? And because I'm using the Braille display, I can simply press enter to send the message.
Sending message. Showing items 1 to 4 of 4.
Now I'm going to send Beth an audio message. Remember that to the right of the edit box is a push to talk button that says,
touch and hold to record audio.
Let's do that now. I'm going to double tap, holding my finger after the second tap. I will not lift my finger until I finish speaking.
Recording.
Hi, Beth. This is Anna. Hope you're having a great day.
Sending message. Recording stopped. Edit box. Editing. Say something.
The message is sent automatically. If you change your mind halfway through the message, you can slide your finger to the left before lifting it. Let's try that.
Touch and hold to record audio. Recording.
I'm going to discard this message. Now I'm going to slide my finger to the left and lift.
Edit box, say something.
Notice the recording hasn't been sent. As in any text messaging app, I can read each conversation entry. Let's do that now.
You said, I'm recording an Allo tutorial. Today, 12:57 p.m., delivered. You said, hi Beth, you're helping me. Surprise, delivered. You said, so how do you like Allo? Delivered. You sent an audio clip, sent.
There's my most recent entry into the conversation. To get a sense of the sound quality of the app, I'm going to play this recording. Now, I had the phone closer to my lap than to my face, so I don't know how clearly this picked up.
Play audio attachment.
Hi, Beth. This is Anna. Hope you're having a great day.
Now, let's send Beth a sticker. So to do that, we're going to touch the Add Attachment button to the left of the edit box.
Edit box, say something. Add an attachment button. Busy dog stickers, page 2 of 8.
What happens at this point is that the conversation moves up to the top third or half of the screen. At the very bottom is a row of icons. These are the things you can attach.
Take photo or capture video button.
Take photo or capture video.
Choose images from this device button.
Choose images from this device.
Choose sticker button, selected.
Choose sticker.
Capture location button.
Capture location. Allo remembers the last thing you did. The last time I used the app, I sent someone a sticker. So the sticker button is selected and the bottom half of the screen shows stickers. If I were to select location, I would find my address about halfway down the screen, and below that I would find the names and addresses of nearby businesses. I could tap my address or a nearby business, then I would tap send location along the right edge about halfway down the screen. Now I happen to get the busy dog stickers because I like dogs. And so all of these stickers are laid out in a grid in maybe the bottom two-thirds of the screen. So I can slide my finger across the screen as I do when I'm in the app drawer.
Dogs camping at night, row 1, column 1, in grid, 6 rows, 4 columns. Relaxing dog, column 2. Cooking dog, column 3. Grumpy dog driving, row 2, column 4.
I really love these descriptions. Now, if I'm not in a dog kind of mood, or if I think Beth is not a dog kind of gal, I can check the area above the stickers for more options.
Busy Dog Stickers button selected out of list.
So the Busy Dog Stickers is the sticker pack I have right now. Let's check out some other sticker packs.
Lethargic Bliss Stickers button.
Lethargic Bliss. That sounds perfect for a Labor Day weekend. I'm going to tap that.
Lethargic Bliss Stickers button. Lethargic Bliss Stickers. Page 3 of 8.
Let's check some of these stickers out.
Slouching Sloth saying I can't even. Row 2, column 1, in grid, 6 rows, 4 columns.
Slouching Sloth saying I can't even. That is perfect for today. Let's tap that.
Slouching Sloth saying I can't even. Row 2. Sending message. Showing items 1 to 6 of 6.
Notice that as soon as I tap the sticker, it is sent.
You sent a Slouching Sloth saying I can't even sticker. Sent in list 6 items.
Beautiful. The other day, in a different conversation, Beth told us that she was cooking. I like cooking too. I feel like having some pasta today, so I'm going to ask Google to send Beth and me some pasta recipes. And just for giggles, I'm going to use my Bluetooth keyboard. So I'm going to start by typing at Google. That's the at sign, followed by the word Google, without any spaces in between.
At. Capital G. O. G. L. E. Space replaced at Google.
Now I'm going to type pasta recipes.
S. T. A. Pasta. E. C. I. P. E. S.
Enter.
Space deleted. Sending message. Showing items 1 to 7 of 7. Message from Google, here to help. Message from Google, here to help. Showing items 3 to 9 of 9. Message from Google. Message from Google.
All right, so my message was sent. Google responded. And then Google sent another message.
You said pasta recipes delivered. At Google. Google said, here to help. Message from Google.
So now I'm going to find out what Google answered by touching the screen.
Cajun chicken pasta, all recipes, in list, 10 items. Tomato basil penne pasta, all recipes. Showing items 1 to 2 of 10. Creamy garlic penne pasta, food.com, in list, 10 items.
The penne pasta sounds really good to me with the tomato basil, so I'm going to tap that.
Tomato basil penne pasta, all recipes. Firefox beta. New tab, loading.
Now the cool thing about this is that both Beth and I can read
loading. Loading.
These recipes.
Loading. Loading. Loading.
I happen to be interested in the tomato basil pasta, but she might like the chicken pasta, the first option.
Tomato basil penne pasta graphic link. Graphic. Timber tiger. A Mediterranean style family staple.
And so on.
Back button. Beth Tarassi.
There's one more aloe feature that's pretty cool, and I'm going to show it to you in a different conversation.
Back button. Follow.
As you remember when I went through my conversations, one of them is with A11YTTS.
Jeff Stark said, or if different from previous post, in list 896 items.
When you're in a conversation with someone, you can check the area right above the edit box, starting at the right edge, for suggested replies.
Suggested reply, okay, in list 896 items.
Google learns from your reply style. In this case, there's only one suggested reply. There's usually two or three. If you use Google's suggestions a lot, more of them will appear. Since I tend not to use them, I don't get very many suggestions. That's pretty much all there is to it.